May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Once again, I have to admit, when I started to read these lessons, I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to fit in baptism? But a couple of things happened, and I think it's going to work. First of all, today's lessons, they're all about seeking God's will, doing God's will, trusting in God, having faith, but then with all of that, having change. When we meet Jesus Christ face to face, when we want to follow him, there's change. There has to be change. And then the lessons are all about God's protection, all about God's response, how he loves and cares for us. Even the Kabbalah is all about seeking God's will and trusting in God. Now, right off the bat, in Genesis, Abraham, well, it tells about God's protection. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Our God never forsakes us. He never abandons us. He's always protecting us and being our shield, even though sometimes we don't know it or we can't feel it. And then we have, and this is only Abram, he's the only one. God reckons him with righteousness because Abram believed in God. Even though the odds were stacked against what God was telling him, he believed in God, he trusted in him. And so God's reply, his response, was, Abram, you are righteous before me. In other words, having the right actions because you trust in me. Even our song, the song has the theme or the teaching of the strength and protection of the Lord our God. First verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? The psalmist knows that God's presence that surrounds him in front, side, and back, and that's inside, within him, living within him, protects him and gives him strength. And then the psalmist's choice, and that's what just having faith in the Lord, faith in our Savior is all about. It's our choice. God never forces us. We either want to or we don't. And the psalmist, it just shows so much in verse 5. One thing have I asked of the Lord. One thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. The psalmist had a choice of wanting to live with God Almighty, having that desire. Because he knows, and everyone that is a godly person, a Christian, knows that even though we believe in Christ, we have troubles, we have hard times. And the psalmist says, for in the day of trouble, he shall keep me safe and be my shelter. That's our God. All we can do is trust in him and turn to him, reach out, and he's there. He will protect us. And then the psalmist is asking, show me your way. He doesn't want to necessarily, I'm sure, fail at it, like we all do. But he didn't want to do his will. Like he wanted to really try and serve God, serve the Lord. And he realized that he wanted to be led on an even, godly path because of his enemies. And enemies doesn't necessarily just mean people who are against him. It could be friends. It could be distractions. Maybe family. We can be our own worst enemies at times. So the psalmist was asking, God, please keep me close to you and following your way. And then in 18, verse 18, he gives us the how and the what we are to do if we want to serve the Lord. Oh, take feeling in a rush, sit down. Sit within, on God's lap, in His loving arms, and let Him comfort us. Let Him comfort you. Let Him, you know, guide and direct each and every one of us. For St. Paul, we know that at first he was actually a murderer of Christians, but he changed. He met Christ face to face, and he did an about change. In this lesson, we can actually hear St. Paul's passion, his sincere affection and care of the people following him in Philippi. And at the end, he says, Jesus Christ, He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of His glory. Jesus transforms us. Baptism transforms us. It may not show right away, but it does transform us if we give God a chance. And then finally in Luke, as we heard in the gospel, we have trouble. Well, Jesus had troubles and was in danger too. But instead of running away, he did God's will. He trusted in God and was obedient to Him to the very end, and then was resurrected. He told them truth, and he told them about reality, how Jerusalem was a place where they killed the prophets. He realized what was going to happen. But God's will and our salvation was more important to him than anything else. And then we hear his love and affection. How often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But he told them, you were not willing. We have to make a choice. Are we willing to let Jesus protect us and be our Savior or not? So yesterday, I'm going to add a couple more minutes. Yesterday, I heard a song on the radio, which I never do usually, and it's by Carrie Underwood, and the song is called Something in the Water. I was listening, so when I got home, I asked my son, can you print out those words? Because I wanted to be sure I was hearing what I was hearing. And it's absolutely beautiful, and it's so like, it relates to baptism in such a perfect way. So she sings, I've been where you've been, no way out, no one to come and save you, wasting a life that the good Lord gave me. So it shows the trouble that the person was having. And then it goes on to say, but then something happened. Someone said, just have a little faith. It'll all get better. So that person followed the preacher, or preacher man, down to the river. And now I'm changed and I'm stronger. They were baptized. And through that baptism, through that water, they have been changed. They have been strengthened. They were doing God's will. And they were feeling God's presence. That's what was in the water. And then here it comes. And this happens a lot. They were baptized, and they thought about it for a couple of days. But then they forgot. They ignored the message of Christ. They ignored the gift of Christ. And then the lyrics say, it hit me like a lightning late one night. I was all out of hope and all out of fight. So what happened? They fell to their knees. God, if you're there, come and rescue me. God never says no. Jesus Christ never says no. The Holy Spirit of God never says no. So God comes and rescues this person. They felt love pouring down from above. God washed in the water, they did. Washed in the blood. And now I'm changed. And now I'm stronger. So the something in the water is also our choice to obey God or not, to receive God's saving grace, or to ignore it or reject it. And then the song goes on to say, thank God Almighty, I saw the light. They were thankful to God that they had returned once again to the Lord. They were finally committed, because the words say, ever since the day that I believed, I am changed. I am stronger. They were finally filled with faithfulness to Jesus. They were finally committed. And at the very end, where it has, there must be something in the water, the verse goes on. But on the end of each sentence is the verse of amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And out of the water, when they came, they reached out and felt Jesus Christ filling them up to himself, rescuing and saving them. And it made me think of Peter when he was walking on the water. And then he believed in Christ, but then his faith dwindled, and he started to not have faith in Christ. And what happened? He started to sink. He started to drown. And what happened? Jesus reached out his hand, and Peter reached out his. And Jesus saved him from drowning. Jesus saved him from having a faithless life. Jesus will save us too, good days or bad days. He will give us strength. He will love us. He will call us to himself. So like Jonas' family, who is obeying God and chosen to do what Jesus commands, which is have everybody baptized, it's our choice to follow God's will. It's our choice to live with Christ in us and all around us, and to obey him. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jonas' family, for Jonas, and we just ask that you be with them. Bless Jonas and their family. Bless us in our lives. Help each and every one of us continue to grow in you. Continue to have a desire to love and serve you, and to serve and love each other with patience, with gentleness, with forgiveness, and with love. In Jesus' name we pray.